This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Spurs captain Heung-min Son has spoken out about set pieces and said we have to work hard on them. We have to stay strong and go again. Mickey van der Ven also said that they have to work hard on set pieces and said you can't concede three goals at home in big games like this. Dejan Kulusevski said that Spurs need to be more consistent. Premier League clubs agree spending cap, reported by Sky Sports. The Tottenham Hotspur women drew 1-1 on Sunday against Brighton. The under-21s lost 5-0 on Monday evening against Crystal Palace. Tim Sherwood has come out and said that Ange Postecoglou needs to adapt. Reports are stating that Spurs are interested in Hull City star Jacob Greaves. Sheffield Wednesday and Millwall are interested in Matthew Craig, states various reports. And Spurs target in attendance at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on Sunday. Welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you listen to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. So let's start by talking about Sunday's results in the Premier League. Bournemouth 3, Brighton 0. Tottenham Hotspur 2, Arsenal 3. And Nottingham Forest 0, the champions Manchester City 2. Now, after those results, Spurs are now 7 points away from the top four. We have two games in hand over Aston Villa, who are in fourth spot. And, of course, we are next in action away at Chelsea Thursday evening at Stamford Bridge, 7:30pm kickoff. On Sunday evening, the Spurs women were in action in the WSL at home at Brisbane Road against Brighton. The game finished 1-1. Beth England scoring Tottenham women's equaliser late on. The Spurs women remained sixth in the WSL table. And on Monday evening, the Tottenham Hotspur under-21s were in action away at Crystal Palace. The Spurs under-21s made a number of changes and lost the game 5-0. Former Spurs midfielder and manager Tim Sherwood has been talking about the North London derby and said, "I thought it was an iffy performance from Tottenham. I don't think it was great. And in the second half, they showed spirit. I don't think Arsenal were spectacular either. They adapted their style and I admire Arteta for it. He's not hell-bent on this is the way that I play and that is it. They surrendered possession. All they did was dig in and counter-attack. They have different ways to play. He has turned the page over now. Arteta knows how to coach. Sometimes he knows that you need to suck it up and suck up the pressure and catch them on the counter-attack. Something I think Ange Postecoglou needs to learn. You need to learn that." Sherwood then went on to say Tottenham are wide open. The fullbacks, you release them gaps and they get exploited. They did with the Saka goal. We knew it was coming. I think Ange needs to know it was coming as well. He needs to adapt at times. A report has just been published by ESPN and all of the main outlets have covered this story today. Premier League clubs agree spending cap could begin in 2025. Premier League clubs have taken a step towards implementing a spending cap, voting on Monday for the league to complete the economic and legal analysis needed for such a model. The model will be presented to clubs before a final vote at the league's annual general meeting in June at the earliest, British media reported. It would replace the existing profitability and sustainability rules from the 2025-2026 season. A report has just been published by Team Talk and they are stating that West Ham United are planning a summer move for highly rated Hull City defender Jacob Greaves. Greaves has been outstanding for Hull this campaign and was rewarded for his form by being named in the Championship Team of the Year. A number of Premier League clubs have also been impressed by the centre-back's top performances this season. Indeed, Tottenham Hotspur have been credited with an interest in Greaves, while Everton have earmarked him as a possible replacement for Jarrod Branthwaite. Reports have been published by the Football Insider and Football League World and they are both stating that Spurs midfielder Matthew Craig, currently on loan at Doncaster Rovers, it looks like he will be a man in demand once the transfer window opens in the summer. It is being claimed that two championship clubs are plotting moves for the 21-year-old. Craig came through the youth ranks at Spurs and made his senior debut for the club in their 4-1 win over Leeds United on the final day of the season. It is being reported that Sheffield Wednesday and Millwall are interested in the midfield.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Now, an interesting one, this. Tottenham Hotspur have been heavily linked with final striker Santiago Jimenez for the last couple of windows. On Sunday at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, he was actually in attendance with his agent watching the North London derby as Arsenal beat Spurs 3-2. Spurs captain Heung-min Son has been talking about Tottenham's defeat to Arsenal on Sunday. He said if you concede goals like that, it is difficult and painful. Arsenal were clinical and strong in the air. We had a lot of opportunities. We hit the post. We had a goal disallowed. When you concede goals like this, you have to be strong. It was a big game and we had to be strong on set pieces. Obviously, they are good, but I think everyone has to step up. Now we have to work on set pieces, stay strong and go again. Dejan Kulusevski has also been talking about the defeat against Arsenal on Sunday and said it is always the bigger picture in sport, but then we have to take responsibility. We have to win games. We have to improve. If we are not going to do that, then people are, of course, going to be disappointed. We have to grow because you cannot concede easy goals like that. The football is quite good, but we have to improve here. Mentality is important. It is all in life. That is the only thing that matters, the head. You can be how good you want in football, but you've got to be strong in every situation. Of course, they, Arsenal, have obviously done that in the last period. They fight to win the league. We still have to do that. We are improving in other areas. We still lack a little bit in that part. Kulusevski then wants to say, I don't think it is about ambition. I think everyone wants to win, but then you have to sacrifice a lot for it. It is a lot. Talking about mentality, do you think it is easy being 3-0 down at half time and then going out to play 3-2 against the ones that are first? That is also mentality. Second half was unbelievable. We are showing it. It is just that you have to show it for 90 minutes. If not, it is difficult. Dejan Kulusevski then went on to say, we are showing it in bits, but we have to do it much more consistently. Spurs defender Mickey van der Ven has also been talking about the defeat in the North London derby and said two goals from set pieces, of course, is frustrating. We have to train hard to work on it this week. I don't think in the football part we are worse than Arsenal. The mentality from them is strong, but I wouldn't say that either. You see their goals and you see that they were ruthless. They took every chance and I think that makes the difference. The first half was not good from us. 3-0, it can't happen in your own stadium in big games like this. You cannot concede three goals at home if you want to be a top team, and we have to work on it. Now, my thoughts on everything in this episode. Let's start by talking about the comments from Hunmin Son, from Dejan Kulusevski and Mickey van der Ven. I think all of them spoke extremely well after that defeat against Arsenal on Sunday. I'll tell you what. Sitting in the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium when we were 3-0 down, looking around the ground, looking at people's reactions, I don't think a lot of people were actually surprised by us conceding at set pieces in the first half. Arsenal absolutely destroyed us in that first half. It was not an easy watch, especially when Saka nearly made it four and Vicario saved it. It was difficult to watch. However, that second half, Spurs showed a lot of spirit. They showed a lot of fight. We have seen this so often this season where we haven't really performed in a lot of first half performances. And we then give a much better performance in the second half. But the way that we are defending the zonal marking at the moment, the way that we are defending set pieces does really worry me. A couple of weeks ago, losing in the manner and the fashion that we did at St James's Park against Newcastle, then to have like 15 days to prepare for the North London derby, and bearing in mind Arsenal were the team coming to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, you know, not only in form, but the team that has scored the most goals from corners this season. Of course, Højbjerg started the game, put the ball in his own net. And then, of course, Havertz scored from a set piece as well. Saka turning Ben Davies inside and out and then putting it in the far corner past Vicario. It was a hard watch, as I said. But Hunmin Son, he's come out and said that we have to stay strong and we have to go again. Of course we do. Of course we do. I know a lot of people are fed up with hearing these sorts of statements because we've heard it from various players throughout the last couple of years, certainly. But we do. We have to stay strong. We have to go again. We've got Chelsea away on Thursday evening. We've then got Liverpool away on Sunday. Two very, very difficult games. You know, we very rarely get anything at both of those grounds. It's going to be an interesting week. It does look like fifth is going to be the position that Spurs finish. You know, if Aston Villa suddenly start losing a few games and Spurs suddenly pull out a couple of fantastic results, then you never know. It is still possible mathematically, but it does highly look like Spurs will be playing Europa League football, finishing fifth next season. Kulusevski talking about mentality and consistency. Completely agree. I completely agree with everything he said. We have shown a lot of signs of improvement this season. But of course, there are problems. Ange Postecoglou has been talking about winning the title or competing for the title in 12 months' time. I said on the podcast after the Arsenal game that he probably believes and knows that we're going to go out and, you know, be really serious in, you know, the next transfer window in the summer. Because I think there are so many positions across the pitch where we do need to improve, certainly the depth. And what really does worry me at this stage of the season, where you think that Ange Postecoglou would know his best midfield, we seem to swap and change it around so much in such an important game. North London derby against Arsenal, you know, one of the best teams in the league right now. Pains me to say that as well. You know, we're playing Pierre-Emile Højbjerg. Someone gave me a stat yesterday as well, a ridiculous stat. When Pierre-Emile Højbjerg started games for Spurs, this season, I think we have a 17% win record. How true that is, I don't know, but it did look pretty legit to me. But I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that Pierre-Emile Højbjerg was the problem. I'm saying that I think the problem at the moment is that Ange Postecoglou don't know the best midfield options. James Maddison doesn't seem to be performing at the moment. There are so many players that were performing so well after, you know, the first 10 games of the Premier League season. And now you look at across the midfield and it's very hard to actually pick Ange Postecoglou's starting 11 because he seems to be swapping and changing it around so much at the moment. But Mickey van der Ven's comments, you cannot concede three goals at home in big games like this, you know, if you want to be a big team. Exactly right. And it does worry me again. You know, not only does the midfield worry me at the moment, you know, Andrew's spoken out so often this season about, you know, there is so much growth in the final third. You know, Christian Romero looked our biggest goal threat on Sunday against Arsenal. Put one just wide, hit the post and, of course, scored one of our goals. But defensively, the zonal marking is an issue at the moment. In midfield, Ange don't know the best midfield. In the final third at the moment, we didn't seem to create enough. I think we only had two shots on target, which, of course, we scored two goals on Sunday. And when you go back to the start of the season, how entertaining, how attractive our football was, everything does seem to be very, very different. At the moment, Sherwood has said that Ange Postecoglou needs to adapt in certain games. I completely agree. I think that, you know, although Ange has been successful everywhere he's gone, you know, this is the Premier League. This is the best league in the world. It is very, very different. And I think there are some games where we do need to change the system and we do need to do things very, very differently. Because when you look at the last couple of games, Newcastle, you know, finished 4-0. It could have been so many more. Arsenal game, you know, Saka, as I said, you know, Vicario saved it. It could have been 4-0 at that point. And I think that half the stadium would have probably emptied as well. It was getting to the extreme embarrassing point. And we don't want to have that. I know Ange Postecoglou has said a number of times that there will be a few bumps in the road, probably a few potholes as well. But we don't want this to continue. I do actually worry about these games against Chelsea, particularly with Cole Palmer in the form that he is in, and take out that Arsenal, you know, 5-0 defeat for Chelsea. Chelsea have actually been in decent form and they've been scoring goals as well. And they're high scoring games. They concede a lot and they also score a lot. And my score prediction for the Chelsea game is probably a 3-3 draw. I think there's going to be a lot of goals in it. Spurs target Santiago Jimenez was at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium watching the North London derby on Sunday. How interesting is that? You know, how many reports have I read out over the last 6 months or so about Spurs interested in him? But of course, Spurs really do need a number nine right now. I think that I would like to see Sonny go back out to the left hand side and we bring in, you know, a really decent number nine who we know that can finish. We know that his all round game will be good. He can assist, he can finish, he can score and help the team. Because I think at this stage of the season now, I think a number nine, you know, we're crying out for it. This is the business end of the season. And, you know, I don't want to be in that position where we are just settling for fifth. Yes, it is progression because, of course, we've got no European football now. But it does look like we're going to finish in a Europa League spot. But I don't want to settle for that. You know, I want to see the hunger. I want to see that fight. I want to see the desire. And what positives I do take from that Arsenal game is we did see it in the second half. It's just a pity that we didn't see it in the first half, which is really, really frustrating because we know how well Spurs can play. We know how well some of these players can play. You know, when you look earlier on the season, it is completely different. It's a completely different feel and it's a completely different team that we are seeing and the performances are completely different as well. So hopefully before the season ends that, you know, we can end the season on a high, you know, getting some decent wins, scoring some goals and, you know, putting some smiles back on the fans' faces. But when you conceded, you know, seven goals in the last two games, four away at Newcastle, three at home against Arsenal, you know, it does put a little bit of doubt into some fans' minds, you know, going into the Chelsea game and the Liverpool game this week. But, you know, praying and hoping for two good results on Thursday and Sunday. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you listen to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.